Julie, where are we going to go on the next vacation?
How about Miami?
Did anybody tell you what happened to my uncle in Miami?
No.
He went there, you know, big convention. He had a secretary with him, and he got to the hotel late. Clerk said, Mr. Cotter, you were supposed to be here this afternoon. Now, we gave you rooms away. We only have one room left. If you want us to, we can install twin beds for you and your secretary.
What did he say?
What could they do? They had to take the twin beds. In the middle of the night, the secretary gets up. She goes, psst, Mr. Cotter. Mr. Cotter, could you get up and shut the window? I'm a little chilly. He says, well, if you're chilly, would you like to pretend that you're Mrs. Cotter tonight? He says, well, Mr. Cotter, I'd love to. He said, good, get up and shut the window yourself.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So, what do you think?
I think it has a sort of a quiet intensity. What do you think?
Oh, yeah? I thought it had more of a noisy, relaxed quality.
Hey, Horseshack, what do you think it's saying?
It's saying, hello. Who are you? I'm a wall filled with paint.
He's coming. Morning, people.
Good morning, Mr. Carter. We're all in our faces with bright, shining faces.
Excuse me, I was looking for my class. This is my class. All right, what's the big idea?
It's a present for you, Mr. Cotter.
Thanks a lot. What do you call this anyway? Moonlight over garbage?
Hey, man, just be cool, man. It's only water painted. It'll come off easy.
I can dig it. I'm the new teacher. Everybody tries to get the new teacher, all right? You try to live up to your reputation. I want you to promise me something. Clean this off the wall and tell me you're never going to do anything like this again.
Hey, man, whatever you want, all right? You got it. Hey, Dig, while we at it, you want us to do your jacket?
My jacket?
Yeah, see, we had a little paint left over.
So we repainted the top of the desk.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Alex.
Wait a minute now. Say that again.
Alex, I am not one of your drama students.
Hello, Alex. Come on, say it again, just the way you said it.
Hello, Alex.
Lovely delivery. It's simple, it's convincing, gutsy, utterly to the point.
Hello, Alex.
I don't know what it is, guy, but you got it.
If you like that, you're gonna love this. Go away, Alex.
Cute. You know, I bet if you did your laundry before you came to school, you wouldn't be so depressed.
I am not depressed. But I don't know how much longer I can hold out with you in the room.
Whoa, now there is a snappy retort. I don't know how much longer I can hold out with you in the room. I'll have to borrow that line for my new play.
Of course, it's probably gonna be no better than your other two unproduced plays. A streetcar named Shirley. And then there was your biggie, Fiddler on My Sister.
Katie guy. I don't think there's any reason to take it out on old Alex here just because your sweat hogs can't express themselves in a socially acceptable way. Like my debating class, for example.
You know, I really wish you wouldn't call them sweat hogs. I mean, it's okay if they call themselves sweat hogs or if I call them sweat hogs, but outside of that class, no enlightened educator would call a child a sweat hog.
Carter, do you know what your sweat hogs have done now? They have switched the signs on the restroom doors. The men's room is now the ladies' room. The ladies' room is now the men's room. I mean, I just walked in to wash my hands. Poor Miss Fishbeck will never be the same.
Mr. Wooden, try to be understanding. Gabe can't help it if his students are still pre-civilized.
All right, look, Wells. They may be underachievers, but they're basically bright kids. I put them against your class any day of the week.
Oh, like in a formal debate?
Yeah. Why not?
Wells, are you wearing your ascot too tight? I mean, I can't allow this.
Listen, I will assume full responsibility for the safety of my charges. Don't worry, Mr. Wooden.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
What?
Don't worry, Mr. Woodman. Just the way you said it.
Don't worry, Mr. Woodman.
Beautiful. Terrific. But you did it better the first time. I say it again. Don't worry, Mr. Woodman.
Don't worry,
no,
Mr.
No. More gutsy.
Right.
Think about what you're saying. Pear-shaped tones. Don't worry, Mr. Woodman. Right to him.
Right.
Get down to his level.
Right.
Put your arm out.
Right.
Okay, now think about this man. This
right.
man is you in 20 years. Now say it. Don't worry, Mr. Woodman.
Okay, man, that's good enough. You should like that. Sir, as you see, Toya, come right off.
All right, good. Now that the history of the sweat hogs is history, I wonder if you people are aware that there's other ways to express yourselves. Like, with words, for instance.
Oh, hey, words are great, Mr. Carter. You know, I use them all the time. Matter of fact, I just use words to tell you I use words.
Very good, Epstein. And in the interest of teaching you people a little bit more about words, I have decided to form a debate team. Yes, my friends, a debate team. That's a team that uses words. Words with bite, words with snap, words that put us on the map. Not the basketball team, not the baseball team, not the football team, but the debate team. We're the capital D and that rhymes with the...
The also stands for ding-a-ling.
Just think of a debate as sort of a rumble with words.
You mean like up your nose with a garden hose?
Not insults, Barbarino. Facts, logic. With each side arguing an opposite point of view.
Hey, Connor.
All right. It was just a thought. Take out your workbooks. You're too chicken to mix it up with Mr. Wells' debating class.
You mean the turkeys?
Us afraid of the turkeys.
You mean those weirdos want to debate us?
Hey, man, I beat the words out them birds. We'll stuff them.
Fricassee them.
Weed.
Okay, watch out. Good, that's the spirit. Get up here. You take the affirmative or the yes argument.
Okay. Yes! I give you a definite yes! Yes, yes! Yes! Yes!
Rorschach.
Yes!
I haven't given you a topic yet.
Who needs a topic? We'll debate them without a topic.
Yeah, we'll pluck the turkeys.
That's it. That's our topic.
Plucking turkeys?
No, resolve. Humans are naturally aggressive.
Aggression. That sounds like fun.
Okay, Rorschach, go.
Ahem. Speaking for the affirmative side, I would like to ask you all to support aggression. Why do I ask you to support aggression? I ask you to support aggression because it is everywhere, especially there, and there, and there.
That was fine, Arnold. Epstein, now you get up and take the rebuttal or the no argument.
Sure. No argument.
Epstein, you have to prove to Horshack that people don't have to be aggressive.
Proof. You want proof? Okay, I'll give you proof. Hey, Arnold. People don't gotta be aggressive, do they?
I lied. People don't gotta be aggressive.
Hey, Mr. Cotter, I'm really good at this rebutting stuff, you know?
Okay, do we have a debate team?
Yeah!
Yes, my friends, we got a debate team. Right here, James C. Kemp. Capital B.
And
I rise with
D.
That
stands for B.
That's
it. Don't
get down here.
B.
Ah, good morning, Mr. Woodman. Ready for the great debate?
I am ready, Cotter, to see you make a complete and utter fool of yourself.
How's that, Mr. Woodman?
That's exactly what I might expect from a man who expects his sweat hogs to out-debate the debate class. Well, now I'll run down and get the turkeys. I mean the debate class. And mind you, Cotter, no trouble.
Mr. Woodman, you won't recognize my kids. I told them to make sure they behave like ladies and gentlemen and to dress in a dignified manner.
They're not people, Cotter.
Come on. Is this what you call a dignified manner?
Hey, man, don't sweat it, man. This is part of our intricate plan to psych out the opposition.
This is a debate. You're supposed to psych them out with words, not with clothes.
Look, you want me to remove the suspenders? I'll remove the suspenders. But there ain't much dignity in a pair of pants dropping to the floor.
And what about my top hat, Mr. Cotter? Top hats is real dignified.
Where'd you get it, Arnold?
Murray lent it to me.
Murray? Who's Murray?
Who's Murray? Murray the horse.
And you? What are you supposed to be, our very own cheerleader?
You got it, Mr. Cotter. Give me an S, give me a W, give me an E-A-T.
Rosalie, give it to me later, okay?
Good morning, sweat hogs, and welcome to your Waterloo.
Thanks for not taking sides, Mr. Woodman.
What do you got here, guy? A costume party? Tacky, tacky, tacky.
Is that what you think, Mr. Wells?
They're the costumes from your last play.
The subject agreed upon is resolved. Humans are naturally aggressive. Speaking for the negative, Mr. Wells' team. Speaking for the affirmative, Cotter's bunch.
Give me an S! Give me a W! Give me an E!
Give it to me later.
You check your reference material, please.
New York Times article, 1972. Is there a human instinct for peace?
Check.
Study of the Arctic Eskimos. They've never known a war.
Check.
Anthropological report on the Tatadai tribe. A people without aggression.
Check.
Your turn, Bubby.
You call that research? We're going to show you what research is.
What?
the research that you prepared for this debate.
Research material. The last words of Jack the Ripper. I never met a person I didn't want to kill.
Check.
Attila the Hun's speech to his troops. Trample everyone in sight.
Check.
My father to my mother. Now you hit him, Margie. My arm is tired.
Oh, we need a timekeeper.
Oh, me. Oh, could I be a timekeeper? Please.
Can he tell time?
You've heard of Big Ben? That's Small Arnold.
All right, here. Use this. Now, constructive speeches will be limited to 4 minutes. Rebuttals to 2 minutes. Let's begin.
Okay, Washington, you lead the troops.
I never did this before, man.
You don't have anything prepared?
I never talked in public before.
You never talk anywhere in public?
Only in church.
Well, do what you have to do.
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here today because I intend to prove that people are born naturally aggressive.
Oh, tell us something.
It's as old as mankind itself.
Oh, yeah.
I seen it in the history book, and I seen it on the street. Now the question, which is a lot easier and a lot better, is hard.
It's
but
hard.
The sooner you learn, I said the sooner you learn, it's easier.
Judy, let us just begin our side's extraordinarily dramatic rebuttal, shall we, Todd? If you please. Thank you.
But he isn't following the rules!
Judy, give it to me later, okay?
Hi, Todd.
Friends and esteemed adversaries.
Time's up!
Incompetence.
Ooh.
It can be said categorically that aggression is not intrinsic to human nature.
Save for our opponents who have yet to prove that they're human.
Hey, off my case, potato face.
Time out here.
What?
Here. Just what do you all think you're doing, huh?
Look, listen, it's cool. Trust us, you'll see.
No, it's not cool.
I don't mind their interruptions, Mr. Cotter. They're just proving what they are.
Oh, yeah? You know what you are, Todd? You're white bread.
For example, if every time you take a sweat hog and you punch him in the face, you repeatedly tell him to shut up.
Not when we shut up. You said we weren't human.
Yeah, we're animals.
Shut up!
You're blowing it! Dylan! That's quite an aggressive boy you've got there, Alex.
This debate is called on account of dumbness.
That's right. Paul Potter, the young man was obviously provoked.
Oh, Alex, I think he did some provoking himself. And I think we proved our point. Even the finest student is capable of aggression. But notice, some people were able to control it.
Mr. Cotter, I just have one thing to say to you.
Go ahead.
In your socks with a pound of locks.
A plan worked, man.
It was a terrible plan, Washington. But it was a plan. and I'm proud of you for trying. And you look great in the outfit. But we got a very long way to go. Rosalie, give it to me now!
Give me an S, give me a W, give me an E, A, G, give me an H, give me an O, give me a G, G, G!
Did I tell you I saw Larry Simon yesterday?
No.
He was walking down the street like this.
What did he have in his hands?
That's what I said. Hey, Larry, what do you have in your hands? He said a toad.
A toad?
That's what I said, a toad.
Well, where was he going with the toad?
He said he was taking the toad to the zoo.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Except I saw him today, and he was still walking down the street like this.
I thought you said he took the toad to the zoo.
That's what I said. I said, Larry, didn't you take the toad to the zoo? He said, yeah, but today I'm taking him to the movies.
Welcome back, Carter. It was recorded live on tape before a studio audience.
Welcome back. Your dreams were yours. Have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Then reach out. Welcome back. Welcome back.